The issue of restricted gifts, I want to talk about an array of different kinds of gifts today because these come up in all sorts of forms. I was at a conference at NYU in October, and with the whole 2 days was really given over to talking about restricted gifts. And one of the points I made at that conference was that there's really almost a need for what I would call a taxonomy of restricted gifts. They come in so many different kinds, we need to categorize them. Sometimes it's a restriction on the use of a pot of money. Sometimes it's a restriction on the use of a particular asset, a work of art, a piece of equipment, a building. Sometimes it's a promise that you will do something that has nothing to do with the property given. Sometimes it's a promise that you won't do something that has nothing to do with the property that's being given. And then there are many, many variations of all of that, and it's kind of only the limits of creativity really seem to be out there as to what could be restricted and how it might be. I think that my all-time favorite restricted gift was one I encountered a couple of years ago on vacation in Scotland, and I was looking at paintings in the National Galleries of Scotland, and I was drawn to a painting, not a very good painting, of a little black and gray terrier, and the black and gray terrier looked tremendously like my dog Maisie. And so I was studying this painting in that way that you do when it's a picture practically of your own dog. And then it was pointed out to me that on the wall there was a little plaque that explained the story of this painting. And the story of this painting was that the man who gave it had given the National Galleries of Scotland an entire collection of paintings on the condition that they always exhibit the painting of his dog. Someday I think I want to do that restriction. I think that is like the perfect restricted gift. It's a small painting. It's a small price to have to pay, right? Sometimes, of course, it's much more onerous than that, and there are really quite detailed restrictions that go to the heart of what an institution is doing. Some institutions, of course, are really founded on the ideas of restricted gifts. The two most famous ones, in my experience, are